Tomorrow is World AIDS Day. In Syracuse, it was remembered this morning during a service of remembrance. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, many worry that the disease, which has been around now for over 30 years, has become forgotten.
Songs, poems, reflections, and every 2 minutes the sound of a gong at the service at Lemoyne College today to remind Central New Yorkers that every 2 minutes, 10 people worldwide become infected with HIV. Dan McMaster of Syracuse says that fact is sometimes forgotten now that the infection is treatable.
It's become commonplace. The difference is that it's still a killer.
That concerns Will Murtaugh, who works at AIDS Community Resource, especially when it comes to the area's youth.
They are not getting the full message of the disease, the ravage that it can cause, the pain that it can cause. They don't feel the importance of this disease.
There was a spike in the number of youth diagnosed with HIV in Onondaga County 2 years ago, which goes to show Jackie Coe of Baldwinsville it's an issue that touches everyone in central New York.
We have the number one state for AIDS and HIV. We always have been since the beginning. And it's very, very easy to say, well, it's New York City. It's not just New York City.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.